Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to follow my lead?
I am.
Okay, we're going to do it.
Okay.
All right, this is big time because you are a nominated person, aren't you?
Yes!
You got nominated for an ACM.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Let's just start there.
Uh-huh.
And then, because they always do the radio nominations before they do the artist stuff.
Yes.
All right, so you made it. You're going, right?
Let's go.
Where is it in Texas?
Frisco.
You gonna go?
All right.
Are you going?
I don't know if we're gonna go because we have to work the next morning. So
that's a bunch of crap. You gotta go. You're nominated. You have to do it.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
All right, here we go.
Woo!
Now, all right, this is gonna be easy breezy.
Okay. Is it?
Easy breezy. We're gonna go through the ACM noms, and this is how we're gonna do it. Okay. We're not gonna go around the room and just have everybody be like, this is who I think is going to win. No, we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
It's going to be very simple. Okay. I'm going to give you a definitive answer of who I think is going to win. And then you can agree or disagree.
Oh, love it.
Okay.
I can do that.
So you can be like, Chuck, you're an idiot. Or you can be like, you know what? You're spot on.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to start with new female artist of the year. Nominees. Megan Maroney, Priscilla Block, Morgan Wade, Haley Witters, Caitlin Smith.
Ooh.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is who's going to win. Priscilla Block.
You, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why?
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I think she's been on the scene longer, and I think she's had more radio success than any of the other girls.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to have to disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
And who do you got?
I think Megan Maroney.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Then why didn't you say it?
Because that's what everybody's going to say, but this is what they're not thinking about. Now, Megan Maroney, she has the song Tennessee Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's out on her own tour, just started. By the way, she just said she was sick and missed the last week's show, but now she's back. She's playing Nashville this week, by the way.
She is?
Sure is.
What?
Exit in.
No way.
Mm-hmm. You know who's on tour with her?
Who is?
Remember my cousin? Well, cousin by marriage.
You're right. Yes.
Okay.
I totally forgot.
It's fine.
Oops.
We're going to go. We're going to try to sneak Avery in. It's 18 plus show. I wonder why it's an 18 plus show.
Why would it be 18 plus?
Because I feel like she's got a lot of small girl fans.
Yes.
Not small girl, younger fans.
Is it just exit in?
Yeah.
That makes it that?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe because it's a bar.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You're going to sneak her in.
All right. So you think Megan Maroney because of Tennessee Orange.
Yeah. I'm going to say that. I mean, I just feel like she is everywhere right now. That's all I see. And she's just blowing up, so.
I think it's either one of those two. I think it's the other three are done. They're out. No offense.
Yeah, no offense, because they're great too. But I agree, it's one of those.
One of those two. Okay, but you got Megan, I got Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
All right. New male artist of the year. Very interesting list.
Ooh, that, yeah, it is.
Zach Bryan, Jackson Dean, Ernest, Dylan Scott, Nate Smith, Bailey Zimmerman.
This is a hard one.
This is tough.
Hold on. Can we say real quick how they are chosen as the winner? This is all industry, right?
This is industry. No, this is not fan voted. So the industry gets together, they get a list, and then they go. Now, a lot of people will be like, why is Dylan Scott in this? He's been in town forever, and he's had success on the radio the longest out of any of these guys. Because if you've never been nominated for New Male Artist of the Year, it doesn't matter how long you've been out. If you've never been nominated for it, you can be nominated.
Oh.
Remember, God, who was it? Not Eric Church. Oh my gosh, it's going to... There was a guy, come on. He's from Texas. He won New Male Artist of the Year.
No, he's from Texas.
It's going to... Oh my God, it's going to bother me so bad. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay, I found it. Jack Ingram.
Oh, Jack Ingram. Okay.
And I'll never forget it because he won it in 2007. Now, 2007 is when I came out, so I was like in the heart. I was like in. I was like, that's when Stealing Cinderella came out. So I was like, okay, this guy, I still got a shot. Because I remember him winning. He gets up on stage and he goes, man, new artist of the year. I've been doing this for 20 years. Seriously.
That's wild.
But because he's never been nominated, he won.
I actually did wonder that, so thank you.
Let's go new male. This is why this list is crazy to me. This year's list. I'm gonna take you through these names from 1989.
Also, real quick, why are there six? The rest have five. You know what I mean? This one has six.
Do you want to know the honest answer?
Yeah.
I think they were scraping to find new female artists of the years. And I think we have an abundance of new male artists. So they had more to pick from.
Gotcha.
That's the honest answer.
Wow.
Because if they put another, I mean, it just is. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, if they put another girl up there, people would be like, I don't even know who this person is. And some people will look at that list now and be like, I don't know who this person is. But they've had some type of success on a commercial level. Or independent level. I mean, it doesn't have to be commercial. All right. Mm-hmm. Since 1989, I'm going to say names that you're going to know immediately. 89, Clint Black. 90, Alan Jackson. 91, Billy Dean. Tracy Lawrence in 92. John Michael Montgomery, 93. 94, Tim McGraw. Brian White in 95. Trace Atkins, 96. Kenny Chesney in 97. Mark Wills in 98. Brad Paisley in 99. Keith Urban. Phil Vassar, Joe Nichols, Jason Aldean in 2005, Rodney Atkins in 2006, just talked about Jack Ingram in 2007. Let's keep going. Jake Owen, Luke Bryan in 2009, Eric Church in 2010, Brantley Gilbert, Chris Stapleton in 2015. He was another guy. Chris Stapleton had been in the game for at least 10 years.
Right, but as a songwriter. So that was his first.
No, but he was in a group.
What?
Yeah, he was in... Seriously? Yeah, he's in a band. John Party, 2016. Brett Young, 17. Luke Combs, 2018. Riley Green in 2019. Jimmy Allen in 2020. Parker McCollum in 21. And then this year. So there's huge stars that have won this award. And some of them won them with, like, they already had four number ones. But now you go to this year's, and you got guys that, like, I don't think Jackson Dean has ever had a number one.
Mm-mm.
Zach Bryan, has he had a hit on the radio? I know he's huge, like, on Spotify. Like, I know he has a lot of streams.
Yes. But on radio, no.
Ernest. Bailey Zimmerman's the number one. So here's what I think for New Male Artist of the Year. I don't know why we spent so much time on this one.
I know.
I just think it's interesting.
Oh, wait, Jackson Dean did get a number one single, Don't Come Looking.
That went number one?
Yes.
Jesus, I don't listen to the radio anymore.
I can't believe I, like, forgot that. I mean, that was November of 2022, so it's been a little bit, but wow. So he did. It was history-making debut single. So I guess that could be why. But anyway.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb on this one. Nate Smith.
Sorry.
That's who I think is going to win.
You do? Yep. Okay.
You want to know my reason?
Yeah.
Because I think radio and I think record labels, I think everybody loves Nate Smith. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a lovable guy. And I think he appreciates what's happening to his career. So I think people see that and they want to root for him and they're going to vote for him. And he's got great songs.
He does. Oh, right. This is a hard one for me.
I know.
Oh, no. It's such a toss up.
It's tough.
Mine's like a toss up between three, but.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to. I think it would be Nate Smith, but I'm going to have to go with Bailey Zimmerman.
Really? No, I don't think so at all.
Oh, you don't? Or no. Ernest. Oh.
I know.
No, I'm just going to agree with you. I'm going to agree. Say Nate Smith.
Oh, okay. All right,
I'm just
good.
Going to.
Fine.
Okay.
Jeez.
Sorry, that was a lot.
Okay.
I think the other ones will be easier.
True. All right, this is kind of an easy one, I think. Duo of the year. Actually, nope, it's easy for me. Duo of the year. Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dana Shea, Maddie and Tay, The War and Treaty. I think it's going to be Brothers Osborne.
Okay.
Am I wrong on that?
I'm going to say Dan and Shay.
You want to know why I'm not saying Dan and Shay?
Yes.
Because they haven't released anything new in a minute.
That is true. Shay's been having kids.
You know who I want to win?
Who?
And it would be awesome. Brooks and Dunn.
That'd be awesome. Yes. Police.
I just think that Brothers Osborne, for some reason, just has. He's got the community in their back pocket
mm-hmm.
when it comes to voting for things, because they continue to win without a lot of current radio success. But then again, I don't really follow their radio charts that much anymore. So, do they have radio success?
I feel like not lately.
Okay,
I haven't heard much.
All right, group. So, wait a minute. Are you agreeing with me or just... Oh, you said Dan and Shay.
I said Dan and Shay.
All right. Group of the year. Lady A, Little Big Town, Midland, Old Dominion, Zach Brown Band. This is an easy one for me.
Okay.
Old Dominion.
Okay.
All day long.
Why?
I just think they're on fire. I think they put... I think Old Dominions... Jesus. Old Minions.
Old Dominion.
I think they put out some of the best written songs. If you think about how they started, they're a bunch of songwriters that got together and said, let's do a group. Let's be in a group. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, they're all just chilling in town as songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic. So.
Oh, that one, I agree.
Okay, good.
Definitely. No question about that.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink
That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Entertainer of the Year.
Ooh, okay. You're going right to entertainer.
All right, no. Let's do it. Male Artist of the Year.
Okay.
Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Jordan Davis, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen.
Oh, man.
Morgan Wallen's going to win this.
I agree.
There's no other male artist. I'm sorry. There's no other artist, really. Male artist, any genre, that's done what Morgan Wallen has done.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in country music. I'm talking about all artist. When his album came out, his entire album was in the top 50.
It was on the charts, mm-hmm, on iTunes. Yeah. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I didn't have to go search on Spotify. I just went to top 50 songs in the United States of America. Every single Morgan Wallen song was on there.
That's insanity.
I know.
That's never happened.
It's crazy. That's an easy one.
It is. If he doesn't win, I'm going to be very confused.
It's a cool group of people. I am surprised that Jordan Davis is on this list.
I think he was too.
But
it's awesome.
And no offense to Jordan, I love Jordan Davis. But I just think I think Jordan Davis deserves it. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I think it's surprising that he made it, and beat out some of the other male artists that are out there.
Yeah. I just think with like By Dirt and everything, like, mm-hmm, the awards he's won with that, I think that was,
I mean, think about
it.
Luke Bryan's not on there. Jason Aldean's not on there.
That is true.
You know, who else? Yeah. Who else? That's the way I think about it. I think Kane Brown's crushing. Luke's crushing. Chris always crushes.
I guess those are the ones that have had like most number ones. But what has Chris had? That's what I'm thinking.
I think Chris is in that camp of Brothers Osborne where, like, he's just, first of all, he's one of the best singers you'll ever hear sing.
Mm-hmm.
He annihilated the Super Bowl performance of the national anthem. Yeah. I mean, that right there should make him win Male Artist of the Year, personally. Right.
Yeah.
But I still got Morgan Wallen. All right, moving on. Female Artist of the Year. Kelsey Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, Lainey Wilson. I can't believe that Carrie Underwood is not on this list.
I can't either. Is she on Entertainer? She is on Entertainer.
Don't jump the gun.
Sorry. Okay. Female artist.
I think Lainey Wilson's going to win.
Ooh. Okay.
Because this is why. All the other girls are great. By the way, we love everybody on these lists. So if we say, oh, I can't believe they're on there and this person's not, we're just talking a bit like, just
right,
we're just talking on a business level or like a voting level, not like we don't like them or, mm-hmm, like them.
No negativity.
I think Lainey Wilson's going to win because I got to interview her at the Grand Ole Opry, right? When she was on stage and I was hosting. And I had never really talked. I can't talk to her.
Have you ever talked
to her? I've never really talked with her. I've never really chatted with her.
Yeah.
Like on just a close level or just, I talked to her backstage. I talked to her in the park a lot. And then I talked to her on stage. And she is one of the most genuine people that I've ever met. I think people love her in this town because she's so authentic. And I think she puts out good music. And I think she's very appreciative. And I think in this, especially in today's world, I think it goes a long way. So I think that the community, the country music community, along with the fans, want her to be the next big star. So I think by voting for her helps accomplish that. So I think the country music community wants that to happen, so she's going to win.
And she has what it takes to be.
100%.
Like, she's already almost at that level, basically.
She was on Yellowstone.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have to agree.
Am I talking really you into it by my...
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I really was thinking that. It was kind of like between Carly Pierce, because I feel like she kind of has that following too. mm-hmm. of like winning. But I'm going to say Lainey Wilson. I agree.
Okay.
Because I love her. Like, she is just so funny.
She's awesome.
She's like the full package. It's yeah. I just love her.
She's great. All right. Album of the year. Ashley McBride, Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, John Party, Miranda Lambert.
Ooh, hold on. Hold on. I got to take this all in.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot. Imagine being imagine voting.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
I can't imagine. I know.
So just to let people in behind the scenes on voting. There's going to be some times when you see your favorite artist not on a list. And sometimes that's because they just don't have a huge label behind them. Or if they do have a huge label behind them, their votes end up getting split. So, and what I mean by that is, like, let's pretend you and I, right? We work for Sony. Mm-hmm. And Sony has an umbrella of three different labels. Like, so Columbia, Sony, RCA, whatever. So, and let's say we have under our umbrella, because we own the label, we have Miranda Lambert on our label, Lainey Wilson, and Luke Combs. That's who's on our label. Well, now we have an entire staff. Let's say we have a staff of 100 people, and they're all voting members of the ACMs. So we have 100 people that we can say through an email, hey guys, real excited about having three of our acts nominated for Album of the Year. Really think Luke Combs should take this. Send. Well, if the president, if you and I are president and vice president of the label, and we send that out to our staff, we're going to be like, oh, looks like we're voting for Luke Combs this year. You know what
See,
I'm saying?
That's the thing. Yeah.
So now let's go a step further. That's just internally with just that label. Now let's say, well, John Party's on another label and they got a staff and he's the only one on the label. No competition, but their staff is only 50 people. Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to get all 50 votes, but then the other labels, they're voting for their people. And the other labels are voting for their people. So then you have those little clusters of votes that you know you're going to get. So now it's really up to, like, who did the most work? Who went out and sat down with people in the ACMs, people on the board, free concerts here, who sat down in a conference room and played for five of the office people. That's how you end up garnering those extra votes that are outside of your network.
I mean, those things really matter.
100%.
It's an all-around package. If an artist comes in and they're just kind of like, eh, you know, mm-hmm. not real, doesn't really care, not that invested in you, you're probably not going to vote for them.
And that's a lot. That's how the Grammys work, too. Especially the Grammys. Anyway.
Like, see, Lainey has your vote because of how she
made me feel.
Yes. Well, and that's really important.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So with that said, album of the year.
I have my pick, so I'm not just going off of what you're saying.
You want to go first this time?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Ready? I think it's going to be Growing Up, Luke Combs.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's the most, I don't know, it's just very personal. It's the second album because it was, what was the one before that? Getting Old? Or I guess, yeah, no. The second one was Getting Old. It was Growing Up and Getting Old.
I think it's going to be Lainey Wilson.
Okay.
I know.
Wait, why do you think it's going to be? Just kind of everything off of what you said?
Yes. Plus she's up for Single of the Year. Where Luke Combs is not up for Single of the Year. Okay.
Yeah. But I must say, I love Bell Bottom Country. Like that, it is so good.
I think, I'm telling you, this is going to be ACM Awards. It's going to be Lainey Wilson's night.
You're calling it?
I'm calling it, hands down. It will be Lainey Wilson's night.
I hope so. I love her. Okay.
She's got a lot going for her. The look, the dress, you know, like people know what she wears. She wears that hat. And she wears bell bottoms.
Yep.
That's a look.
And everybody's wanting to start to collaborate with her, mm-hmm. too.
I know. All right, so that moves us. So I got Lainey Wilson, you got Luke Combs for album of the year. Single of the year. Okay, single of the year. Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck. Carly Pearson, Electric Bride, Never Wanted to Be That Girl, which I think is a fantastic song. Cole Swindell, She Had Me from Heads, Carolina. Kane and Caitlin, with Thank God. And Cody Johnson, Till You Can't.
This is a hard one for me.
I think it's going to be Cody Johnson, Till You Can't, single of the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can agree.
I don't.
Okay, who do you got?
I'm going to say Thank God by Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown. I just feel like they've made it such a huge thing since it's her first, you know, song.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to see this couple win an award, an ACM.
Okay. That's fine. All right, song of the year. We just did single of the year. Mm-hmm. Song of the year. Morgan Wallen, Sand in My Boots. Cole Swindell, She Had Me at Heads. Cody Johnson, Till You Can't. Hardy and Lainey, Wait in the Truck. Chris Stapleton, You Should Probably Leave. I think it's going to be Sand in My Boots, Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Okay.
Wasn't Sand in My Boots, wasn't that last year?
I don't know.
I always wonder.
I think, it's got to meet the requirements.
That's true. I disagree.
What you got?
I'm going to say Wait in the Truck, Hardy and Lainey Wilson.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just think it will.
I think you're thinking on a personal preference level.
Maybe. It was such a powerful song, though.
True. See, I'm thinking I'm not thinking on a personal level, like what my favorite song is. I'm trying to think of how the voters are going to think.
Mm-hmm.
Like a collection of people. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, I get it.
All right.
I mean, Morgan Wallen, anything is going to be.
All right, let's do Entertainer of the Year. Okay.
Oh, this is the last one?
Oh, you want to do more?
Is it? Oh, no, it is.
Well, I mean, there's other ones like Casino of the Year, Bass Player of the Year.
There's music
Drummer
event.
Of the Year, Acoustic Player. There's all that stuff, but nobody cares.
Oh, Music Event of the Year.
You want to do that one?
Well, that's Thank God, Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown.
Oh, here's a good one. I like that they're doing this. Artist Songwriter of the Year. Artist Songwriter of the Year.
You okay over there?
I don't know what's happening to me, okay?
You're like tongue-tied today.
Like an aneurysm. All right. Okay. Artist Songwriter of the Year.
Oh, that is a good one.
See, now, as an artist and a songwriter, if I won this, this would be like winning the Entertainer of the Year to me.
Because that you're both. People forget sometimes that you're a songwriter. That's what you came here to do.
George Strait doesn't write his own. I mean, he 99% of his career, he did not write his own songs. George Strait. Now he's starting to write a little bit because he started writing with his son, Bubba, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jason doesn't write all of his songs. Aldean doesn't write 99% of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
He just says, why? You're the best songwriters in the world here. Why, if you're not really into it, or you're like, because it takes a lot, you just don't sit down and write a hit song. You got to write like 50 songs to get two good ones. So a lot of these guys that are making a ton of money on the road and have hits on the radio, they're like, oh, screw it. I'm going to enjoy my life and let the best songwriters in the world write songs for me.
Right.
Who cares?
Why would you not?
Yeah. So these guys are a little next level to me because their craft depends on what comes out of their brain because that's what makes them them.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them a different type of, it makes them, their artistry that much more deeper. No offense to anybody else.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Artist Songwriter of the Year, Luke Combs, Ernest Hardy, Miranda Lambert, Morgan Wallen. Now, this is interesting to me. But man.
Is it that difficult?
It is, actually. I think that Hardy, as a songwriter, okay, that helps me answer that. I helped myself. I think it's going to be Hardy.
Okay.
And this is, do you want to know why?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm typing. I'm trying to see something. I'm doing research for my answer. Okay.
All right. So if you take people like Luke Combs, he writes all of his stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Who else has he written for?
Luke Combs?
Yeah. What other song? What other artists have cut Luke Combs songs? So, oh, I'm cutting a song that Luke Combs wrote.
Are there that many?
I'm asking.
This
is my point.
Many.
This is the point I'm getting to.
Uses his own.
Miranda Lambert. Oh, can you send me all the songs that Miranda Lambert wrote? I want to cut those. Hey, can you send me all the songs that Morgan Wallen wrote? I want to cut those. Hey, can you send me all? Now, Ernest is the closest one to Hardy, I think, because there are outside, like, Morgan cuts Ernest songs. Morgan cuts Hardy songs. Hardy started out as a hit songwriter, just a hit songwriter. Ernest was kind of on the same wavelength. But Hardy, I think, is having the most success as an artist songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Because he writes all of his own stuff, but he writes a lot for other people too. Like a lot of other artists, they go after like, hey, I want to write with Hardy for my album. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. And I see Hardy on a lot.
Yeah, and he'll make time to do it. Where I think like Luke and Morgan and Miranda, they could do that, but I think all they want to do is write for themselves.
Correct. Because, when I'm like putting together prep for artists, I do all the songwriters. Mm-hmm. And I see Hardy. Like every artist we have in, I'm like, there's Hardy again.
Yep. All right. It's going to be Hardy. I'm locking it in.
Okay. You know, I was going to say Morgan Wallen, but then I was looking up his album and I see a lot of Hardy. And Morgan probably co-wrote half of the songs on
him. So think about that. Hardy writes all of his stuff and he also writes half of Morgan Wallen's stuff. And he also writes probably half of Ernest's stuff.
Yep.
And he also probably writes half the chart. So,
okay. You know, I'm going to agree. I agree with that.
Yes. I knew I'd get you. All right, last one, and then we're going home.
Okay. Sounds good. Entertainer.
And then people that listen to this, I hope you're arguing along with us. All right, here we go. Entertainer of the year.
Whoa.
Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Morgan Wallen. To me, this is actually easier than I thought. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, do you want me to lead or do you want to go first?
And I can
tell
go.
You, and then I'll tell you you're wrong.
I'm ready to. I know mine.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Maybe we're on the same wavelength. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say Morgan Wallen.
Oh, my God. We're off. We're not on the same wavelength. No.
Okay. Who else was able to announce a show in Nashville and the same day it is, or I guess the next day, it's completely sold out? A free show. Who else was able to do that? Who else released an album with 36 songs and then all of them were on the charts?
That doesn't go towards entertainer.
Yes, it does. Entertainer. That is everything. It encompasses everything.
Okay.
Your album, your shows.
I think. Now, again, I'm thinking like a voter. I'm thinking like a voter.
I'll fight you for this
one. And they think differently. The people that vote on the ACMs think a little bit different than your common fan.
What?
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
All right.
Please enlighten me.
This is why Carrie Underwood is going to win Entertainer of the Year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She has gone above and beyond to make her set different than anybody else. She's turned into the closest thing to Pink as you possibly can in country music. So she flies through the air. She's got tons of outfit changes. She dances. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a choreographed number. She has her own Vegas show. If you can't entertain, you're not going to have your own show in Vegas. If you're not a good entertainer, Vegas is not going to drop a bunch of money, overpay you to come to a residency in Vegas.
But how hard is it to get Morgan Wallen tickets compared to Carrie Underwood? I mean, people are paying.
I'm not talking about that. I'm telling
That's
you.
That's part of entertainment, though.
I'm telling you, this is how the voters going to. They've been setting themselves up to win Entertainer of the Year since day one. I don't think Morgan's doing that. I think Morgan's going out there and he's got a huge fan base and he crushes it. Yes. And I think I think people love it. But I think he goes out there and he just banks on that. I don't think he wines and dines the voters. And I think Carrie Underwood does.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, we're just going to agree to disagree on this one.
I'm just saying. So, and as much as I love my brother-in-law, Dean, he's won. I'm glad he's nominated, but he's won Entertainer of the Decade for ACMs.
Okay, well, you can't beat that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
He's won it so many times, they gave him Entertainer of the Decade a few years back.
That's insane. So he's good.
So he's good.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's nominated, he's good. I'm glad he got recognized for that. But I think Carrie is just, she's done the shaking hands and kissing babies.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's why. It's not because I think she's the best entertainer of the year.
Most of my answers have been the same. Maybe the song one was a little.
Yeah, I think we were pretty close to everything.
Okay, well, yeah, it's all on Entertainer of the Year. I'm excited.
All right, well, don't forget to watch May 11th. Academy of Country Music Awards hosted by Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks, which right there, I'm watching.
I know, that's awesome.
I'm watching all day long. And I called it. I did call it, right? They're going to do a song together. They have to. And they're going to release it, and it's going to go number one.
What if they open the show, like, singing?
Islands in the stream.
Yeah.
That is what you are.
They could. That'd be awesome. I think they would.
Actually, what did they do? That means I'm thinking like a producer.
I know.
Man, we need to get them coming out there singing Islands of the Stream.
They should. That'd be so cool.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in and talking. I'm going to be out of town next week. I say, hey, we got to talk about the ACMs.
Mm-hmm. We have to.
We're here on a Friday afternoon talking ACMs. And we're going to post this up Monday. So I'm going down to Florida. And I'm taking Tucker for the first time. Just me.
Wait, just you two?
Yes.
A bros week?
Bros weekend to see mom and grandpa.
Oh, that's cute.
And I'm flying. Just the two of us are flying.
Oh, gosh. Are you nervous?
I mean, if you start, because you don't have anybody to hand him to if he starts having a shit fit.
Yeah. You know? Is he good on planes?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Last couple of times he's been, takeoff's been kind of.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Really?
Would you put the plane in the air, for God's sakes?
Oh, no. My parents used to let me just walk around.
Yeah, well, they got rules now on planes.
Can't do that. I used to go up to the pilots and everything.
They changed it. Ooh, shoot. Yeah. And then Thursday through Sunday, we have a dark week next week for Shiners. So Thursday through Sunday, we're going. My wife and I are going out to Napa to do some wine stuff with some friends.
Oh, okay. Well, so, you got it going on.
Yeah. There Look we go. That. And then we'll be back.
I'll be running the half marathon next weekend.
Let's go. Woo! Rock and roll. One of the hardest marathons to do, by the way.
It's so hilly, no one even knows.
I know. Well, you do.
All right. No, I'm doing the half. Okay. Yeah,
got it in there. Sammy couldn't come. She had a workout class.
Hi, Sammy.
That's why she's not here. And we had to get this in.
Yeah,
so.
True.
Now I got to go pick up my son.
Okay, thanks for coming.
But, that's what she said.
Love country. Talk to Chuck.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry. The world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.